can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, brought to you by Seven Generation Games. I'm Jonah, and this is a special episode of the tips from our guests.
Travel, most important of all. You have to travel. I mean, I was lucky enough to travel since I was a kid, but you Americans especially, we're so cut off here, really interact with even our neighbors, but let alone going overseas and actually getting into foreign countries and hearing the different cultures and hearing the different accents and languages and experiencing, you know, their narrative, which is obviously different from ours. That's essential.
I believe you always stay humble. You have to believe that you don't have to shout it out. Oh, I'm the best in the world. Like Muhammad Ali was great at it. I could never do that. You know, I have to stay humble. Say, I'm good. There's a lot of great people out there. But I believe I'm going to win. Why? Because I do believe I can see myself on the podium. I can see myself holding the medal. I can see it. And when I was a kid, I grew up in Europe. I remember seeing myself in front of 20,000 people. Oh, one day I'm going to be there. I'm going to be like Tom Jones, because I wanted to be Tom Jones. I wanted to be there, and I saw myself on stage and everything. My friends were laughing at me. They were like, yeah, right. You know, but I said, no, I believe it's going to happen. I didn't know I was practicing the laws of attraction by then. I had no idea. But I believe so firmly that I could fall asleep seeing myself on stage talking to Mick Jagger or talking to the famous rock stars, going to parties, and eventually it happened. but always be humble.
So the one thing that I wish that people would have told me growing up, or even once I got to my 30s, is not to be afraid to fail. And I know that seems so cliche, right? But failure is just a natural part of life, and it makes us tougher and oftentimes makes us stronger. And even now, today, I have to remind myself that I cannot be afraid to fail. I learn so much about myself and my surroundings and what I'm capable of doing when I stumble and fall and get right back up again. And I think that that's something that we fail to teach kids. But like you said, in games, they learn so much, right? In Super Mario, like going down that path has taught me, don't go down that path because there's a monster that's going to eat me and I'm not able to outrun it, right? So I've got to go the other way. And we learn by losing our life and then coming right back. And so in the game. But I think that's the valuable part of gaming and the intersection of the world and our real lives is how do we figure out how to get back up again? I want to teach kids that perfection is not the answer, that life is really about learning, making mistakes, falling and getting back up and getting essentially back in the ring again. You're never going to be out for the count.
I don't know if it's so much a tip, but more dating advice. Always date someone that you can learn from, because if you're not, you're wasting your time, really. I find, forging relationships with people that you can learn from is a way to add skills to your toolbox. I mean, for example, I dated a guy who used to take apart computers, and now I can replace my own backlight in my laptop if I needed to. Or I know how to change oil and filters in a car. So those things come in handy, and those skills have lasted me longer than any of those relationships have.
I would just say, know who your family are. Know your parents. I would say that my hot tip would be that just keep trying to go through school, work on yourself. I would say set a goal for yourself. My big goal was to match my dad and get a doctor degree. I guess I still got a few years left. So I would say just set that goal and do whatever you can towards that goal. Just remember you're not alone. You got a family out there. You got programs. You got Voc Rehab. You know, we'll be here. Just remember that you're not alone and people will always help you along the way.
You know, I've been thinking about this. Big thing right now is we need people just to be nice to each other. People are just like always upset. And or putting down people or judging people. Whatever happened to just being nice?
Don't play with matches. Well, I guess if you want to be a photographer, you don't have to make a living at it. I mean, there's so many people out there. I teach group classes and I teach privates now from time to time. And a lot of times people are like, I just want to make money with my camera. And I'm like, okay. If you treat it like a hobby, let's say you're into fishing. How much are you going to spend on your rod and your reel and your boat? And the time off of work to go catch fish. It's a lot of money. And what do you get out of it? You get a fish to eat or a fish to hang on the wall. Photography is kind of the same way. If you're passionate about it, buy the gear that you want, go out and do it. And then you're going to get pictures to hang on your wall or post on Instagram and get lots of little likes on it. So my advice would be go out and shoot pictures as much as you can. I guess what I'm saying is make sure that you make yourself good enough that if you're going to go out there and try and make money with that camera, you've already put in the time and the hours to do it.
We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that kids on average lose 2.5 months of math skills over the summer? That means that when they go back to school this fall, it's almost like everything they learned in math since mid-March never happened. Seventh Generation Games can help. Combining adventure gaming and math, our games are the perfect way to keep kids' math skills up to date. It's not flashcards or worksheets, but 3D video games and engaging apps that kids actually want to play, even when they're on summer break. Check us out at 7GenerationGames.com.
So you just heard the tips from Sean Stone, Terry Lewis, Kiana Patterson, Kelly Cunningham, Marshall Longhi, Father Michael Gutierrez, and Hans Gutnick. And now, back to the tips.
Being flexible and learning from mistakes, because it's not easy. Each kid is different. And how you're raised has a lot to do with how you're raising your kids. You learn from the mistakes your parents make, and you adjust. Because especially if it's your first kid, you make mistakes. And then second, third, you're just getting better and better, I think. And always being able to be flexible with the kids and listening to your kids, I think, is key. Because it's complicated. I mean, it can get complicated with kids. And it's relative to when they are, like a teenager versus a toddler versus a, you know, six-year-old. They all vary. And to me, that one of the key ingredients, at least he's still alive too. I mean, all my kids are alive, so I think I'm successful too in that sense. Just being flexible, being there for your kids, understanding them and listening to them, and then being able to adjust to whatever philosophies are you already have instilled in you, and being able to be flexible to change to meet the needs of our kids or my kids.
If you can dream it, you can do it. To achieve that, you have to be comfortable and okay with taking yourself outside of your comfort zone and making yourself feel uncomfortable. It is a feeling that you need to experience. Even if you think, oh, I may not want to do this, but you do it and it's whatever, you haven't really then put yourself outside your comfort zone. And I have only ever made these, like, I feel like in life, it's you make these leaps sometimes. It's not always a slow, steady climb. It is a lot of the time. This slow, steady climb, sometimes you slide back down a little bit and you keep going. But occasionally, there are leaps that happen where you cross a vast distance in your success or your career or exposure or something, networking, whatever, but there are leaps that are made. And the only time I've ever made those leaps in my life, it was when I forced myself to be outside my comfort zone and was better for it. And even if the entire experience was miserable and I hated it, I knew that it forced me to grow. And that's what I feel like you have to do if you want to be successful.
When you get married, choose a partner that already you are best friends with, or you think you can grow into being the best friend of your spouse. My wife and I have been married for 26 years this November, and she's beautiful, and she is a wonderful caretaker of myself and the family, of the home, works hard, but she's also my best friend, and we try and do things together. And you have to manage the household budget and who's going where and picking this up, what have you. But we have fun together. And I think we all sort of overlook, especially as we age, your friends, and you sort of lose touch because everybody has children going off in different directions and people move away, what have you. But if your spouse can be anywhere near to be your best friend, I think that it brings a smile. I'll be 56, but I feel great. I feel youthful, I feel strong, and a lot of that comes from my wife, from just having a beautiful heart within that we share, we support each other, and we're also best friends. So that was my one tip.
I'm going to keep it simple. Read, study, and develop your intellect as much as you can. And most importantly, take advantage of opportunities. I think Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, he talks about taking advantage of opportunities to find success. It's the people that are able to see those opportunities. Everybody gets opportunities, but not everybody takes advantage of those. And I've noticed that in my life. It's like I'm now at the age that I'm always taking advantage of opportunities. And did somebody try to mentor me at 13, 14 years old? Yeah, but I was wild. And I've worked with young people that I'm just like, I'm done with this one. I'm setting my boundary. Because it's rough for young people, even adults. It's like, we need to raise the level of our intelligence in this country. I feel like this country has been completely dumbed down. And I see that when I travel to Africa, when I travel to Europe, when I travel to Asia. It's just kind of like, we're sitting on an abundance that everybody in the entire world wants to come to. And we don't take advantage of it. We complain. I mean, poverty in this country ain't poverty in Africa. You all have traveled. It's just like, come on. And I see it every time I come back. I'm just kind of like, man, come on, y'all. You sleep. Wake up. In order for young people to wake up, adults need to wake up. And we have to bring back the connection of our elders, our adults, and our children. That is community. And most importantly, a tip was get out of the I, get out of the ego, and get back to the we. It's the we that all of our ancestors, no matter what continent you've come from, were part of a we culture. I feel that would be the biggest tip, is learn how to be nice. Education? Great. Being kind is better.
And with that, part one of the tips from our guests is wrapped up. You heard Jose Gonzalez, Jessamine Duke, Chris Hong, and Fidel Rodriguez. I'm Jonah. This has been More Than Ordinary. Brought to you by 7 Generation Games. You've been an audience. Stay classy.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.